if you need a why for why you sell life insurance, here's the reason. You change people's lives for the better because of what you do each and every day. You change people's lives. Welcome to our weekly conversation. I'm Morris Sims, and this is the Business of Sales podcast, where every week you and I are going to have a conversation about all those many topics that can help you grow your business. We'll bring special guests into the conversation as well, and some of the top people in financial services, some of the top business owners from other industries, and some of the best motivational and inspirational folks that you'll ever meet. You know, for the past 40 years, I've been in business, and the majority of that, well, I spent my time in sales and in training financial services sales professionals. Now I do that full-time, consulting with, coaching, training, and helping people just like you grow your business. And I'm having more fun than I've ever had in my entire career. So, hey, thank you for being here today, and thank you for listening. My objective is to provide practical information that you can use today to improve your business. And yeah, sometimes, hey, I hope that you'll find some inspiration there that's going to help you reach your objectives. So with that in mind, let's get this conversation started. Why do you do what you do? Okay, that's a fairly easy question, and it's a multiple choice question. So here you go. Answer number A would be, it just sort of happened. I don't know how I got here or why I stay. B, everyone in my family has done this, so it's just the right thing to do, and I do it too. C, my firm reduced headcount, and I had to find a job. This seems to be better than nothing. Or D, I do this because I get to help people protect their families and their businesses. When mom, dad, or the key business owner dies too soon, I walk in with a check. When they live too long, I walk in with a check. When they want to retire, I walk in with a check. When college tuition has to be paid, I walk in with a check. So if you're in the financial services industry, if you're a financial services sales professional, and for whatever reason you didn't choose answer D, well, maybe this podcast is for you. No, seriously, that's kind of what we're here to talk about today because, see, September is Life Insurance Awareness Month. We want to help the public be aware of what life insurance is and what the life insurance industry does for our community. And, you know, that's a great and wonderful thing. Well, I think it's just as important for those of us that are in the business to take time this month to be aware of who we are and what we do. And in short, we need to remember why we're in this business in the first place. Because, come on. Think about it. There are a lot of easier ways to make a living than selling life insurance. You can run your own business and have freedom and unlimited earning potential in a lot of other entrepreneurial enterprises. So why are you in the life insurance business? Why do you do what you do every day? Why do you run headlong into the challenges? Why do you improvise, adapt, and overcome? To steal the Marines' unofficial mantra, why do you do that? Why do you put up with all the negative images of sales and negative images of life insurance sales? I know why I do it. I know my why. Do you know yours? Why is the most important question that a business owner can answer. A strong why gets you past the challenges. A strong why gives you the strength and the energy to make one more call before you call it a day. A strong why provides the passion and the fuel that you need to be persistent, 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 professionally persistent. It's a critical part of what we do. Without a strong why, many people will give up the climb to the summit. They'll give up that climb going up to the top when, yeah, they're closer than they've ever been before. Your why needs to be wrapped in passion and fueled with emotion. Now, the best way to show you what I mean is to tell you my personal story for why I am and have been in the life insurance business for over 40 years. No, I don't sell life insurance directly anymore, but I do still very proudly consult with, train, and coach many people who do. I will still tell anybody out there who will listen that I am a proud life insurance agent, because what we do matters more than most people are ever going to realize until they need us. My father died when I was 3 weeks old. He took his own life late on Halloween night, 1956. My dad was ill, and he needed help that just wasn't available in 1956 like it is today. You see, not only is this Life Insurance Awareness Month, this is Suicide Awareness Month as well. The Suicide Prevention Hotline is there to help anyone who is thinking of or has ever thought of taking their own life. If you find the pain is getting to be too much, please call. Call 1-800-273-8255 right now. 1-800-273-8255. Make the call if you need to. There are people on the other end of that phone number who care about you, and they want to help you eliminate the pain. Make the call. Reality crept in rapidly for my mom. She took her three-week-old son and her six-year-old daughter and her husband and returned home to Birmingham, Alabama, where most of our family were still living. It's also where she could bury Dad. Thank God for family. We would never have made it through without our family. You know, Dad wasn't oblivious. He had life insurance, but his agent missed a very key point. Dad had actually called the agent to review his life insurance plans a few weeks before that fateful day when he took his life. But you know, nobody ever explained the suicide clause, and when he died, the company returned premium and didn't pay a death benefit, and rightly so. I mean, that's the clause in their contract, and that's the way it worked. It just meant that my mom had very little to no money. So again, thank God for family. We lived with my aunt for quite a while until Mom could get a one-bedroom apartment. What money there was ran out, and Mom began working as a secretary, since that's what she'd been trained to do before she got married. So typing in shorthand. Now, you'll have to ask somebody that was around back in the early 60s to explain what shorthand is, but I'm telling you, it was a very important skill back then. She was no longer living in a nice house with a husband who was the plant manager of a very large chemical plant in West Virginia. She was now a single mom, struggling to make ends meet for her two kids. Thank God for family. The money just wasn't there, but our family was, and they brought a lot of love, care, and concern for each of us, as well as the physical things that we needed to make it through the day. Long story, medium short, I guess. Mom died early of liver failure. Her smoking and drinking, I'm sure, had a heck of a lot to do with that. And I just got to tell you, if I had been in her shoes and had to deal with and put up with and raise two kids all by myself, I probably wouldn't have made it as long as she did. But Mom gave her life to her two children. Every single bit of it she gave to us, every day. She literally worked herself into the ground, keeping food on the table and a roof over our head. When I decided to go into sales and leave my career as a chemical engineer, Mom guided me to that profession. But you know what? Even when I changed careers, Mom was always on my side and always encouraged me in my new career of selling life insurance. See, I wanted to do something where I was in control of my career and my destiny, and I wanted to be able to help people that I was working with protect their families. It was my life insurance agent who suggested that I speak to his manager. Well, 32 years later, I retired from New York Life Insurance Company to start this business, and now I support, consult, and coach and help train financial services professionals. I help life insurance agents grow their business and reach their personal objectives. Way back when I was interviewing for the job, I got to tell you, I felt called to this profession. I thought that, you know, if I could just help one family not have to financially go through what we went through, I would be fulfilling my mission. You know, we all have a life insurance story of some kind. It may be ours personally and directly, or it could be somewhat indirect, but we all have a story about how life insurance has had an impact on our life or the lives of someone we love. You can't think of one? Well, think harder, because it's there, I'm telling you. Everybody's got a story. But if you need one, hey, please tell mine. Tell mine, tell somebody else's, but tell the story of how important life insurance is and can be for a family. You know, some life insurance stories are good, and they tell the tale of how great it was because of the life insurance that was in place, and now the business is still in business, and the kids went to college, and there was a house for them to grow up in where they played in the backyard, and flowers bloomed in the front. Sometimes stories are like that. Other times, stories can be like mine. They tell the tale of what happens when there has not been the kind of careful, selfless planning needed to protect a family or a business. My story is what fueled me every day when I was making the calls and selling insurance. My story generated the passion and the fuel that caused me to make the calls when I probably didn't want to do it, and later on it fueled me to do the work to train others to be successful life insurance agents. My story to this very day moves me to find new agents that I can help grow their business. Why? Well, because what we do is more important than most any other business in the economy today. And if you don't believe me, all you got to do is go deliver a death benefit to a mom with two young kids, or the surviving partner of a business, or to that father who has to explain why mom's not coming home tonight. Deliver that death benefit, and you'll know why I say that what we do is more important than most any other business in the economy today. And that doesn't even go toward mentioning the billions of dollars that our companies invest in our government and other businesses in the United States. I have another life insurance story that I'd love to share with you if you'll bear with me and give me a couple of more minutes. My son was 12 years old, and he loved the sport of wrestling. One afternoon, he didn't feel well, but he would not leave practice. He would not leave the mat. Well, his best friend got him up and drug him to the phone and made him call his mom because he obviously wasn't feeling well. He helped him to the payphone where he called his mom, and Carla, being the brilliant, loving, caring, and best mom ever, went right to the school, picked him up, and took him directly to the pediatrician. When the doctor came out after examining my son, he said, "Mrs. Sims, you need to get in your car and take your son directly to the hospital." Now, that was 45 minutes away in Morristown, New Jersey. The doctor said, "The top pediatric endocrinologist in the state is turning around on the Garden State Parkway right now, and he's going to meet you at the hospital. Your son's blood sugar is over 600. Don't go home. Don't stop. Don't go anywhere else, but go directly to the hospital." Well, Carla started asking questions just like any good mother might, and the doctor said, "Mrs. Sims, you need to leave now. If you'd like, I'll call an ambulance, but you need to go right now." He said that because children die when their blood sugar reaches very high levels, and my son's blood sugar level was very, very high. Well, I was in Manhattan that day in the home office, and my family was in central New Jersey. My daughter was home, and she was given the job of calling me. And when I answered the phone, all I heard was, "Dad, come home." "Well, honey, I'm on my way. I'm changing my shoes, going to walk to the train station. I'm on my way. I'll be there as soon as I can." "No, Dad, come home now. Mom is taking Ross to the hospital in Morristown. Come home right now." I rushed home as fast as I could. Wasn't as fast as I wanted it to be. They wouldn't let me drive the train. On my way to meet my family at the hospital, my 15-year-old daughter and I were speeding up I-78, and she looked at me and she said, "Dad, I sure am glad you bought life insurance on me and my brother, because he won't be able to get any more, will he?" Boy, it's amazing what our children learn from listening to us adults as they grow up, isn't it? When she said that, I knew that somehow or another, we had taught her well. Long story, medium short, my son was diagnosed as a type 1 diabetic, or what's called a juvenile diabetic. All grown up now, he and his wife are doing extremely well. But way back when, sometime after that initial diagnosis, I was listening to a presentation on riders, and one rider in particular caught my attention. You know which one. the insurability protection rider. Well, I couldn't for the life of me remember if we put that rider on his life insurance policy. So I ran out of the meeting and called my wife, Carla, and she found the contract. And lo and behold, yes, the rider was there. Shortly after that, I remembered why it was there. You see, the agent who wrote his policy back on my son's third day of life insisted on putting the insurability protection rider on the policy. In fact, he said, "Morris, if you want this policy without that rider, you're going to have to find somebody else to write it because I'm not going to do it." Well, when my son graduated from college, he became a life insurance agent, and his first application had him as the insured. My son's first sale was to me as the policy owner. He was the insured, and we exercised that insurability rider's first of many options on that day. And you know what? We're going to continue to exercise them, each and every one, as soon as they come up. And that's all thanks to one person. That's all thanks to our agent, Dale Antley in Monroe, Louisiana. Protecting the insurability of children is an excellent reason to place as much life insurance as possible on every child in the family. Not because something terrible might happen. We do this because they're going to grow up to be wildly successful. They're going to have that family they've always wanted, and they're going to need that insurance one day down the road. So let's get it for them now while they can get it, and they can get it at the lowest premium they'll ever find. An attorney now with a life insurance company, he supports agents, and my son is having an excellent second career as an attorney. Now, this is my good life insurance story. Mr. Dale Antley wrote that original policy on my son, and he is gone now. But he refused to write it without the insurability rider. That's integrity. That's believing in what you do. That's having a strong why, and Dale had that strong why. Here's the bottom line, though. Do you think Dale Antley changed my life? Do you think he changed my son's life? Do you think he changed my grandchildren's lives? Well, I'll tell you what, you better believe he did. So if you need a why for why you sell life insurance, here's the reason. You change people's lives for the better because of what you do every day. You change people's lives for the better because of what you do each and every day of your life. Yeah, this is Life Insurance Awareness Month. So be aware of why you're in the business and the great service that you provide to your prospects and clients. When you're sitting there in front of a prospect, you are the only person in the world who can do for them what you can do. Nobody else is there. Nobody else can do it. Just you. Only you can help them protect their family and their business. One sale isn't going to make or break your career, no matter what. Can't be too big, can't be too small. It's not going to make or break your career. But one life insurance sale can make or break the financial future of a family or a business. You are the difference. You make a difference to every prospect you meet. And if you don't believe me, again, I got to strongly suggest that you go on the next death benefit delivery that you can. It will give you a why. It will help you understand why you do what you do. Ladies and gentlemen, never, never, never forget what you do. You change people's lives for the better. Isn't that a wonderful profession to be a part of? And doesn't it make for a fantastic career? Look, one more time before we go. If the possibility of suicide is or has ever even crossed your mind or someone you know and love and care about, please stop right now and call 1-800-273-8255. 1-800-273-8255. There are caring people on the other end of that phone number, and they'll help you get rid of all the pain. There's no reason to wait. Pick up your phone and call right now, please. This very minute, make the call. Please, if you're not going to do it for yourself, please do it for me. This is very important. Call 1-800-273-8255. 1-800-273-8255. Thanks for listening to The Business of Sales. I look forward to having a conversation with you again next week. But until then, hey, go out there and make it your best week ever. Go change some lives and have some fun. In the meantime, I'm Morris Sims for the Business of Sales.